It's the review show after Genk 1, Liverpool 4 in the Champions League. I'm Dan Morgan, I've got Neil and I've got Sean with me. And as always, we look at the selections and Neil, I think that the selection in many ways puts United into some different forms of context in that there's no way I'm believing now that Salah was always ruled out at United. I think the fact that he gets 90 minutes last night says to me, for example, that they gave him every chance leading up to the game and for whatever reason they've decided not to go with him. And then there's the injuries, but there's also the selection around midfield.
I think it's the Salah thing for me is it's really genuinely surprising he's not on the bench for United. But it might have been, and I think that the manager, you know, I wanted him to not play last night, but I think that my rationale for him not playing last night is the manager's rationale for not playing him against United.
Yep.
And I think that now is sort of contextualised pretty fully. You know, I think he's very much gone on the basis of, I'm only bringing him back when I think he's right. And I think that's what you must have seen. And I think that the manager himself, he knows his own demons. And I think all managers do this. It's not just Jurgen Klopp, but I think Jurgen Klopp is, you know, is one of the worst for it. And this isn't a criticism. You can decide that you're going to put someone like Mo Salah on the bench and think, I'm only going to use him in extreme circumstances. And then suddenly you decide that almost all circumstances are extreme circumstances. I'm thinking about, for instance, I'll even reference Hodgson, you know, that Napoli game where he doesn't start Gerrard.
Mm.
And then he brings Gerrard off the bench and Gerrard scores a hat-trick. And you're like, you want to rest them, but suddenly there's a football match and then you want to win the football match because that's your job.
Yeah.
So I think that now is the situation with Salah. I think there's two or three quite sort of attention-grabbing parts of the selection, and I think it is going with what we can, you know, call the more expansive midfield two in front of Fabinho, that he does them both. And I think that maybe tells you the story of where he thinks Genk are a little bit, that he feels as though, yeah, they're a good side, there'll be a good test, we'll learn a bit here, but the flip side of that is we should have more than enough.